The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. We're here to take your calls about whatever you want to discuss. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. We've been talking on and off throughout the show about security, but there's also been some interesting calls from you, and you may also dial in about whatever's on your mind. That is the point of Free Talk Live. The number here, 855-450-FREE. It's toll free and brought to you by ProXPN. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight in studio, it is Ian with you.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
And also, what started the whole conversation off earlier was a discussion about Yahoo, which it was just revealed yesterday by Yahoo that for the last several years, or since 2007, 2008, they've been in a court battle with the federal government. That battle was decided, I think, in 08 or 09, and they've had to have been kept keeping quiet about it since then because they've been under court order by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, or whatever they call themselves. They have these national security letters they've been sending out for many years that will basically tell you that once you've received this letter, you cannot talk to anyone about receiving the letter, except for maybe your attorney, and that's it.
Maybe the attorney.
Maybe.
Would they tell if you couldn't?
What's that?
Would they tell you if you couldn't talk to your attorney about it?
They would tell you after you talked to your attorney and they found out that you talked to your attorney, and then they would keep you in jail longer.
But the attorney is bound by silence as well, though.
Odds are good you would be all right talking to your attorney, but I'm not giving legal advice. I don't know what the legal status of that move would be. But people are pretty scared when they get these national security letters and they have to keep quiet about it. So Yahoo, for years, looked bad, apparently, according to the article over at the Washington Post or Times, one of the other two, I'll find out here, Washington Post. According to the Washington Post, Yahoo was looking bad for cooperating with the NSA, when in point of fact, they were trying not to. They really were, you know, they were suing and there was court battles and ultimately they lost, unfortunately. But there's a little bit more to that case that we can talk about here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Gary, however. We have to talk about dangling babies, too. Gary, listening in New York City online, you're on Free Talk Live. Hi, Gary.
Hello. I was listening to one of your shows. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
I was listening to one of your shows about 4 or 5 years ago, and I'm not sure if the topic of the show was homeschooling or not, but there was a parent or a couple of parents that called in talking about how great homeschooling was for children and how much more intelligent their children were compared to children that were schooled in public schools. And I've just taken out my 10th grader. Actually, she decided to come out of public school and learn at home. And so I just was wondering if this show's catalog, because I wanted to look up the curriculum that they use for their children.
You're asking if Free Talk Live is cataloged?
If, or maybe you remember the curriculum that they were talking about that they used for their children.
Well, I barely remember what happened yesterday on the show, let alone what happened 4 or 5 years ago.
But all of the archives are online.
All of the archives are online. I don't know how you would search through and find, you know, details like that. We don't have, like, minute-by-minute rundowns of what happened.
You do have descriptions of all of the shows.
True.
So if somebody did a search where they put Free Talk Live, end quote.
Yeah.
And then they capitalize the word and put homeschool in quotes.
Yeah. You might find
then
something.
They would find a lot of Free Talk Live episodes that talked about homeschool.
You might, yeah. And maybe one of those episodes would be the one. And I don't know. You might may or may not be able to find that. But what you're just looking for resources. Is that right? Homeschooling resources?
Yes and no. But yes, you could say yes.
Well, I guess I'm confused about what you're looking for. You were wondering what program they were using or something,
yeah,
right?
Like some because they were speaking so highly of what their children have
maybe
been
doing. Maybe it was Khan Academy? Would it have been Khan Academy 4 or 5 years ago?
Possibly. Khan Academy's been out, but Khan Academy is not necessarily a curriculum.
Right.
Well, I have no idea, but what I'd recommend that you do is contact some homeschooling groups. There's plenty of resources out there for homeschooling parents, and a lot of these questions are, I'm sure, easily answerable by people who actually have children who've homeschooled. Of the three hosts in the show tonight, you do have a son, Daryl, I think, but he's not with you at the moment.
Right. I would suggest contacting Brett Vinat, former co-host,
yeah,
who runs the School Sucks Project.
That's a good idea. SchoolSucksProject.com, I believe, is his website.
Yes.
So I hope that helps you, Gary. Anything else?
What's it where I can search your show or past shows?
You were just talking about Google search, right?
I could do a Google search or just go to SoundCloud. That's where all the archives are, is SoundCloud.
Or you can try the search bar at freetalklive.com. There's a search bar at the top right. So see how that works out for you. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Personally, I don't really much care for the idea of homeschooling. I don't like the idea of having to try to figure out what my kids would want to learn. I'd rather they figure it out for themselves. I like the idea of unschooling, where the child directs their own learning on their own volition. I think that's a really exciting idea.
Well, right, but if you're a parent, wouldn't you want to find what your child enjoys learning and then, you know, do things to purposely encourage that?
You could, but
that's called directed learning, to where you figure out what the child is interested in, and then you help them and direct them in ways to where they can learn the thing that they're wanting to know.
I think the problem with that approach is that inevitably, Ellen, what you'll see is that as much as they might try not to, the parent's inevitably going to put their own biases and interests in there. You know, kind of like the classic example of the parent that wants their kid to be a piano player, or they want their kid to be whatever it was that they were when they were growing up.
But you can make the argument that you would only do that if you weren't really interested in your child's, best interests.
Well, the parent who was arguing for their child to fulfill their own dreams would, I'm sure, make the argument that it's in their best interest.
Right, but that parent would not in any way claim to be unschooling their child.
I didn't say that they would be claiming that. Ellen was talking about directing learning.
Right.
That's not unschooling.
That's the point. I'm just talking about supporting it, like doing things that purposely encourage it. You know, like buying supplies or taking trips things like that.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
So Mark often talks about how his son gets into Legos and mm-hmm. certain other things. And so they'll go buy a Lego set.
I see.
That's not Mark saying, you're going to be into Legos because I bought you Legos.
Mm-hmm. No. I get where you're coming from. What I thought Ellen was getting at would be that the parent would sort of try to start the child onto certain things.
No. Yeah. The parent figures out what the child is interested in and then helps direct them in ways to where they can learn more about that thing that they're showing an interest in.
And you're saying that's not unschooling?
I've heard that. You said that's not unschooling.
Okay.
I've heard that used in combination. So it's an unschooling with directed learning.
Okay.
So you don't start the day with a set curriculum as you would with homeschool, but you will help your child go in the direction that they are trying to learn.
Conrad is with us on the line here. You're on Free Talk Live. Conrad.
Hello. I wanted to try out my new microphone. How does it sound?
Well, you sound fine. Did you have a reason for calling besides a sound test? Because Skype has tools for that. Just saying.
Excellent. Yeah, no. I wanted to see what you guys thought. I bought the Audio Technica that Freedom Fiends recommend, but I had a topic as well.
Good. I'm glad you do. Thank you for that.
Yeah. I was just wondering what you guys thought about the whole ISIS thing and wanted to get your opinion on that.
Yeah, the whole ISIS thing. Okay. Anyone want to jump in on this one? It's a big thing.
It is a big thing.
I don't know if I know the full picture. I just know that ISIS has... the term is being thrown around now as Al-Qaeda has been the past 10, 20 years.
Yeah, they're the new boogeyman.
Yeah.
ISIS being, and there are several different things that the acronym ISIS can stand for. I've most often heard the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. They are now calling themselves just the Islamic State, calling themselves a caliphate. Barack Obama wants to bomb them. Sarah Palin says the reason they exist is because we left Iraq too soon, but we should bomb them and then leave.
Hang on, Conrad. We'll come back with more here in moments. The toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Take control here on Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This would be Free Talk Live. It's a radio show, talk radio show. We'll take your calls about anything that happens to be on your mind. You dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That number brought to you by Pro XPN. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there on the site. Now, do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? You can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. Reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, or in Daryl's case, several bumper stickers. You had, what, 30 on the back of your
I had car? 43 on the back of my
setting world
Nissan
records.
Sentra.
What percentage were from libertystickers.com?
I would say most of them.
That's sweet. They've got some really smart, witty, poignant, and really, in some cases, bombastic, liberty-oriented messages for the back of your car or your, you know, your binder or laptop, wherever it is you want to put your stickers. LibertyStickers.com as we continue here. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. We've been talking about privacy sort of off and on. And you can, of course, take control of the airwaves. Let's go to James. He's in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, James.
Yes, sir. I actually have a question for you guys on how to approach a situation. I'm going to be a little bit vague as to not oust myself, but I work in sales, and I've been at this particular company for about a year now. And before this, I was in the Army, so I have this thing about pride and doing things right, but I've kind of recently discovered that my bosses are stealing from the company, and
they're doing some what?
Stealing from the company.
Stealing from the company.
Okay.
What they're doing is they're brokering these deals with our customers, and they're bartering. You know, they're using our product for personal gain. They'll, you know, you can have this our product if you'll give me that item that you personally own that I really like. And, you know, we use that part of the deal, stays off the book. You know, having been there for just a year, not looking to start World War III or get fired, which the type of company I'm realizing that I'm with, I have no idea how to approach it. I cannot stay silent. I'm not the type of guy that'll just let the, you know, this type of thing go on around me. I believe that, you know, by staying silent, I become a part of it. But I'm absolutely clueless as to how to approach this. Because both the bosses are pretty high up.
Is there anyone in the company above these two bosses? So
one man.
Meaning, like, is it a national or regional company to where they have, you know, like your boss and
we have one boss above them, but we're the seventh largest company in the nation of what we are. So we're pretty big.
Okay.
And these guys are just, you know, one guy is one step below the head honcho, and the other is just below him.
I would go to the head honcho, if that's even possible.
Well,
I don't know if you have to directly communicate with that person.
I can. I have the ability, and I thought about it, and you know, he's completely oblivious. He actually spoke in a meeting of how they, you know, these are great men that would never do anything like that. And
What
if you get direct proof and then confront them with it?
Confront them or confront the boss?
Confront them and be like, if you don't stop this, then I will take it to the boss.
You what? I'm sorry, sir?
I've confronted them.
How did that go?
It's been very uncomfortable since then.
All right. And so you confronted them.
I let them know, I let the highest of the two know, I did not condone it. I did not feel it's ethical. I don't feel it's right. He tried to justify it, put a really good sales spin on it. He's been doing it for a long time. He talked about how, you know, his father was in the business and his father's father was in the business. So it's just like he doesn't feel that it's unethical. It's just what they do.
Just the way it's good. Yeah, the way the game's played.
Yeah. And I said, you know, I can't stand by and say nothing. So this is me saying something to you. And he's like, basically said, you know, this is just the way it is. And
now, just to clarify something, what you're saying they're doing, is it illegal or is it just they're kind of not really following the rules of how to sell for the company?
I believe it's illegal. I'm not 100% certain. They're saying, you know, I saw this really nice item in your vehicle. And if you give that to me, I will give you a better deal. And so, you know, the company loses money. They have personal gain.
Right.
And getting the item that they really wanted.
It could be considered embezzlement, I suppose.
Yeah.
I I thought so. I would suggest...
I'm not an attorney.
Since you've already confronted them, I would again suggest going to the head guy.
Yeah, you have nothing to lose at this point.
If he doesn't give you a satisfactory response, I would call every media outlet in the area.
Do you have proof, though?
I could probably get proof.
Well, you'd want to do that before right. you do either of Daryl's suggestions.
Yes.
Before going to the boss, before going to the
right.
media, you'll need to have proof for sure.
Yeah.
And James, I wish you the best, and I thank you for the call tonight. Let us know if you can. Let us know how it plays out, will you?
I've called in a few times. I'll definitely touch base with you. But
I'm starting
school in December or January again. So
school for what?
I'm actually going to study for speech pathology. I want to be a speech therapist.
Neat. Hey,
cool.
James, thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Greg. He's in Brooklyn. You're on Free Talk Live. Greg.
Hey, guys. I'm happy to take control of the airwaves.
Here you are. Go ahead.
Ian, I think you were there yesterday. I was talking about wealth redistribution and safety nets, basically. I just wanted to describe what a universal basic income is and why it's actually compatible with freedom and liberty.
This should be interesting. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, I mean, it's not surprising.
So you're talking about socialism? Or the fact that people deserve an income just for existing?
That's right. That's what he's talking about.
Right. Well, deserve is an interesting word. But, I mean, if you look back, Milton Friedman, Friedrich Hayek, definitely argued in favor of such a thing.
I don't care.
Are you advocating this idea because these great names advocated it or because you actually think that it's
right? He's just
right.
name dropping. Look, that doesn't impress me. I don't care, you know, who advocated.
Wait, I want to hear this argument, though. It might be a little
That's what I want him to do is get past the name dropping. It doesn't impress me. I want to hear the actual pitch.
Sure.
So go ahead.
Well, it's very simple. If you're going to talk about liberty, you need to talk about what actual liberty is. And actual freedom is the ability to have options and to choose between them and to take risks. If you're not able to take risks because your options are, let's say, to starve versus to keep working at a company or to become homeless or to keep working in your career, which is being eliminated, that's not real freedom. So if I'm talking about actual freedom, having a safety net enables people to actually choose between working 10 hours a day or 12 hours a day with no overtime and working 4 or 5 hours a day and re-educating themselves for some other career or spending more time with their family or anything else.
Who provides the safety net?
So
yeah, you're just kind of rehashing the points you've made over the last few nights, Greg. I mean, you're going to have to keep this fresh if you want to keep calling.
Yeah.
We can't have you call about the same topic
every single night.
I want you to tie this in and explain to me how it is that this universal paycheck that you say every human being should receive is somehow compatible with the ideas of freedom. Matt, I want to hear from you. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live. More with Greg coming up.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With 4, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $33.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here to take your calls when you dial in about whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, 855-453. It's Ian here.
Alan.
And Daryl.
Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting there for you. They're all totally free, although there are ways you can support the show. One of them is through the Bitcoin tip jar. You go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And if you have some Bitcoin, you can send some to us. You can send a fraction of a Bitcoin to us as well, because you probably don't want to send a whole Bitcoin. Although, if you want to send a whole Bitcoin, I won't say no. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Now, if you don't yet have Bitcoin, then you can go and get some from expresscoin.com. ExpressCoin allows you to use money order, check, wire transfer, even cash deposit to turn your cash into Bitcoins. And you will need to have a Bitcoin wallet first. So go to blockchain.com, hook up with a free Bitcoin wallet, and then go to expresscoin.com and get Bitcoins or Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, and even Darkcoin, all available. And you can get them with zero cost for transferring the money. Normally, when you transfer one exchange one currency into another, there's a fee involved in that. And normally at ExpressCoin, there is a fee involved as well. It's a very low fee, 3%. But if you're buying less than $40 worth and you use code FTL, FTL like Free Talk Live, use that code, you get less than $40 worth of Bitcoin, you get that for 0%, which is amazing. So go to ExpressCoin.com, get signed up. It's pretty easy to get started, and it's now available for use in Canada. We go back to Greg. He is with us here. He's calling about his idea of what he calls unconditional basic income. It's essentially, it's a welfare check given to everyone. This is my understanding, Greg, and if, you know, correct me if I'm wrong here on what I'm saying. It's a sort of a subsistence welfare check cut to everybody in the whole world, and that's what you want to see happen. And you're now going to explain to us how that is in some way consistent with the ideas of freedom. Go ahead.
I apologize if there's a lot of overlap with what I said in the past. I want to keep it fresh, absolutely. So, basically, I'll give you a practical example that's happening today. It's an example I brought up yesterday, but I really just want to get into it. It was basically one of my friends, his daughter's working at a pharmacy. She was working there 5 years ago. Now she has to work more hours for the same pay because she's afraid to lose her job because she needs to pay her bills, her rent, and stuff like that. Meanwhile, there's another person applying for that same job, and that person is not being hired and is one of the people that's unemployed. And the reason that's happening is not because the employer would lose out by hiring two people and paying them twice less each. It's because she would be against it. She can't afford to work less hours. And so you get this perverse situation where some people are out of work and other people are working too much. And you could fix this by having a safety net, because then people could take a risk and they could work less and they could re-educate themselves.
I think you're assuming a lot by saying that that's the problem. I think really what the problem is that there's so many random government programs and a lot of bureaucracy that interferes with businesses practicing freely. Something like the minimum wage law, even something like that, has an effect on how many people a business will hire and how many hours they will allow them to work.
Sure. And I mean, there's certainly a lot of different problems. In terms of minimum wage, there isn't any empirical data that shows that raising the minimum wage a little bit eliminates jobs. This time it actually increased jobs in some states.
Well, there's plenty of data that shows that people who are on the poor end of the spectrum get put out of work by the increase in the minimum wage. But you're straying away from what you had originally promised, Greg, and that was you told us you were going to tell us how this check that you want to have cut to everybody in the world on a monthly basis is somehow compatible with the ideas of individual liberty.
Right.
So I'm still waiting for that.
So if someone doesn't want to work at McDonald's and they don't want to work at their dead-end job, they want to become a writer, they want to, create Harry Potter, or they want to create, what was that guy who created the $19 billion company that was bought by Facebook? WhatsApp? So,
no clue.
They were on welfare. And the reason they were able to have more freedom is because they were on welfare. That's an example.
So you haven't given me an answer to your promise, which was how this is compatible with the ideas of personal freedom. Go
ahead. Let me ask the question in a slightly different way, yeah. Ian. How is taking money by force from one person and giving it to someone else not theft, and how is that advocation of individual liberty? Because you're violating one person's liberty by taking their money to give to someone else.
And it seems like your definition of freedom is the freedom from anxiety and discomfort.
Well, I think all freedom is the freedom from unacceptable outcomes, including...
What do you mean by unacceptable, though? Unacceptable by whom?
Well, being stolen from is unacceptable.
Yeah, I'd like to hear your answer to Daryl's question, and please go ahead.
I'd love to answer it if I can. Okay. Basically, I think if you always look at the end of property rights, and you take property rights to trump every other type of right, including the right to stay alive, for example, if you don't consider that to be a right, but the right to have your property defended is also force. You can shoot a person in some state for taking your property or for, absconding with your property. This is also force. And who says I believe in property of that kind?
It wouldn't surprise me if you didn't believe in property.
But that still didn't answer my question.
What was your question? Go ahead and ask it again.
How is it promoting freedom to steal from one person to give to another?
Because it's not stealing when fiat currency is taxed.
So what you're saying is you wouldn't be taxing people, you would just be printing the money out.
Well, first of all, yes, you are printing the money out.
Yeah. Okay, so your plan is to have a central bank print money and distribute printed money to everybody every single month. So you'd have inflation on a fairly regular...
Kind of like what's happening now.
You'd have, well,
it would be a lot worse than what's happening now.
Yeah, he wants to do it to every individual. Whether or not you care or are interested, you would receive the check. So you'd be printing up money. You'd have a greater rate of inflation. Prices would likely be continually on the rise as a result of that. But what if, here's another question for you, Greg. What if I don't want to use your money? What if I decide I'm not interested in having this inflationary money and I'd like to use Bitcoin or gold and silver or something like that? I'm just happily doing business. We're running our radio show and you're out there printing a bunch of money from the central bank and giving it away to people. Some people are probably taking it, although it's more and more difficult to deal with because prices are always rising. But I'm using Bitcoin. Would something happen to me?
No, you can use whatever assets you want, including Bitcoin. The thing that creates demand for fiat currency is taxes in the first place.
What? So wait, so just to be clear, so what you're saying is I could opt out of your system entirely. As long as I don't use your money, I wouldn't be subject to the problems that your money's causing?
Sure, if you can afford to, if you're rich. But if you're poor, you can't opt out of the system because you'll die.
What are you talking about? If you're poor, you can have Bitcoin too. Anybody can have Bitcoin.
Anybody can grow chickens in their backyard and barter the eggs.
Well, then you wouldn't be poor, would you, if you had something?
Greg, thanks for the call tonight. I don't know what you're talking about. What does that mean? He's saying if you have something, you wouldn't be poor? Poor is a range, right? Like in America, being poor means you've got one television instead of five televisions.
Right.
Right. You're poor if you make like $150 a week.
Yeah, poor people have things. In fact, in America, they have more things than some middle class or, upper middle class people in some poorer countries.
But they still have things. Like, even homeless people have, like, jackets. They have clothes.
Right.
Sometimes they have shopping carts.
Then they're not really poor because they have a shopping cart.
Right.
Yeah.
How dare you call yourself poor if you have things? You should be naked and itemless.
Greg has this socialist redistribution of wealth fantasy. And he doesn't want to admit that he's going to force everybody into it with a point of a gun. Because that's the only way you can make it work. And,
right.
Of course, it doesn't work then anyway because of all kinds of crazy economic factors that he's probably not aware of, like inflation on his money supply that he's going to be constantly increasing on a monthly basis to cut checks to everyone. Freedom.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
If you're not on the line right now, you're probably not going to get in. But you can always get in tomorrow night because we do the show 7 nights a week. So join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you on our website. And if you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get that extra edge when it counts, look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. They provide only the highest premium quality modafinil with the best potency so you enjoy significant results. And that's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It is therefore your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Modup.net will give you a sweet discount if you pay with Bitcoin, 33% off. And to make the deal even better, use code FTL, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. Again, that's code FTL, like Free Talk Live. So check it out for yourself, and you'll find that modup.net has world-class service at a great price. That's modup, M-O-D-U-P.net, and use code FTL for the extra tablets. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Talbot on the line listening in North Carolina. Talbot, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. Can y'all hear me?
Yes. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Just want to make the point, what the last gentleman said was correct. I don't agree with him. But the premise that, you know, if only you had everyone else's money to live off of, you would be totally free to make your decisions, just like you're totally free to kick and punch in the air. But all of our rights end where the next person's right begins. Mm-hmm. So that would be the ultimate liberty. But to have true liberty, you have to respect everyone else's economic freedoms. So just like I can go punch, shoot, do whatever I want, I'm not allowed to do that if it hurts someone else or takes away from their freedom and liberty. And I think, you know, the point that he made.
You're not allowed to punch somebody unless it hurts them?
Or hurts them. Like, you can punch in the air all you want. You can do all these things. You can make those choices, but you're not allowed to make those choices once your own personal, once your own personal liberty violates someone else's.
I'm with you.
Right, that makes a lot more sense than the last caller. Much more sense.
His point is it's true. Yeah, if only we had everyone else's money, we'd all be truly free, except for every single person you're taking the money from.
Yeah, and right. I think Ellen was right on when she pointed out that he was really saying that people should be free from worry, that was the kind of freedom that that he was seeking. And there's no world in which that's possible. Even the world in which he's talking about, which would be some sort of socialist utopia in his mind, still would not be a world free from worry.
Right, because let's just say, for example, that everybody gets $1,000 a month at the beginning of the month, because that's what our computers
came up with. Some arbitrary bureaucrats came up with.
You need a minimum of X to live for a month. And then, by golly, I want to go see this movie and I want to do this, but if I do that, then I might not have money for this other thing. And then I'm worrying about whether or not I have money to go do fun things. So then should we calculate, okay, everybody gets fun money to where they can go do fun things. So, all right, everybody gets $1 million a year. On January 1st, everybody gets $1 million a year.
Now, the thing we didn't get into in detail with Greg earlier, which is sort of touched on, is that it would be inflationary, meaning that if everybody's getting this money and that the government's just printing it out constantly, the prices are likely going to rise all over the place because the money supply is increasing. The number of goods in the market is not increasing at the same clip. And so therefore the prices will likely rise.
But nobody's working in the factories, Ian. Nobody's working in the factories because they're all off, doing other things and enjoying life because they don't have to worry about going to work.
It's a good point that I wish you would have brought that one up, but we can't keep Greg on for the entire show. I'm sure he'll call again, but that would be a good point, because I wonder if he's one of those Venus Project guys where he believes that all the
supercomputer will do everything for us.
There will be robots or whatever that will do all of the actual work. Talbot, any other thoughts that you want to share?
Yeah, absolutely. Just one last thing. Talking about the inflationary impact, I know that generally gas prices and food prices aren't included in inflation. You look at the quantitative easing we've been doing the past few years, programs like Cash for Clunkers, 4 years of unemployment, and right now if you're a regular middle class, even upper middle class person, you're feeling the pinch every time you go to the gas station, every time you buy groceries. And then our president, you see him actually advocating exactly what Greg did. Well, because we gave so many people unemployment benefits for 4 years, because we were so generous to them, when in actuality, it's just the biggest crock of crap you could have as an excuse for being lazy. I just want everyone else to pay for me so I can have my true freedom. It's just selfish. And it's quite frankly un-American, it's unpatriotic, and I wish that we had more people who just, had the backbone to get up and work rather than accepting that government check.
That's what we were talking about last night. He called about the same idea. And thank you, Talbot. I'm going to let you go. I appreciate your call tonight, though. We were talking with him about the same idea last night, and my point was, if I don't have to work, why the hell should I work? I mean, what's the incentive for me to work? Oh, well, he said you'll make more money. If you work in his society, you'll make more. So if you don't work, you get the minimum subsistence check. If you do work, you'll make more above that. And so ultimately what's going to happen is if everybody gets the same check every month, it'll be worthless. The check will ultimately become nothing. It will buy you nothing. $1,000 a month will be like a penny over time.
Right.
So let's continue. We've got John. He's listening in Charleston, West Virginia to WVTS. Hello, John.
Hey, man. I like to tell Greg.
Uh-oh. You're in a bad cell. You're in a bad cell. John, are you with us? Tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold here. We're going to put John on hold. Hopefully he'll get into a better cell phone signal, and then we'll try to bring him in here in a little bit. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Okay, so we didn't talk about dangling babies, so let's get to that. Ellen, you said something about the freedom to dangle a baby.
Yes, it was a Michael Jackson reference, as you pointed out.
It was more of a, seemed like a joke, but kind of serious. What were you getting at?
Well,
there?
It was both joking and serious. I just said it as a joke mostly because it was unexpected. You know, you don't expect people to bring up dangling babies,
no.
But. No, I was kind of serious when I said that because we were talking about personal freedoms and the rights that people have to be bigots and racists and generally hate on other people. And, you know, they have the right to feel that way as long as they're not impeding on anyone else. But could you also make the argument that doing something like endangering, what people would consider endangerment, you know, like drunk driving mm-hmm. or dangling babies, is that really a threat to that person? Is that a real threat? Is that violence? Is that something not to be
I'd
concerned
about?
I'd say
there's an argument to say that that's a threat. That's an imminent threat to harm someone who can't do anything about it.
Right, and not just to cause harm, but to cause unjust harm.
Okay, but what if, let's say this baby theoretically was a 25-year-old midget, and they were fully capable of reasoning and deciding for themselves, but they were picked up by this person who's much larger than them.
Are they consenting to this?
Well, let's just assume that this surprises them. And all of a sudden, they're being dangled over a cliff or a balcony.
Whoa! Okay, but no, and I think my question is legitimate.
Does it make a difference if they're consenting or not?
Yes.
Because in one scenario, their life is being imminently threatened, and in the other...
They're consenting to the life being threatened. There's people who consent to dangerous activities all the time, jumping
right.
out of airplanes.
That's why I... You know, as much as I can, use the adjective of unjust harm. Mm. You are not allowed to cause unjust harm. Because people that go out and do mixed martial arts fighting
sure.
you know, they know they could wind up having broken bones.
Odds are good.
Concussions. They could die in that ring.
Good point.
But they're consenting to it. They know full well what the outcome
consent
is.
Consent is what makes the difference. Let's try John one more time here. John, if you've if you're in a better cell, you'll get the last word here on the show. Go ahead. And he's not in a better cell. I tried. I did my best, John. Call us back tomorrow night. We've got shows 7 nights a week here on Free Talk Live. We're live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. So if you're not listening to us live in your local talk station, you can always still call us during our live hours.
Real quick, let me yes. hit these pew numbers
oh, fast,
real quick.
Fast.
For the first time in over a decade, people are once again thinking that the government has not gone far enough in violating their rights to stop terrorism.
They want more violations of their rights?
Yep. How quickly they have forgotten what they thought last year.
Yeah, I'd love to hear more about that. I imagine you might be talking about it on Peace Love Liberty Radio on Sunday.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow at freetalklive.com.
He lives in Nordevin, Armenia with his wife, kids, and grandkids all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.